Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JinJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Tuesday, August 13th. As promised, we have our offensive standouts versus the Chiefs and the Jaguars preseason week one win. Jaguars won that football game 26-13 in front of a hometown crowd. It was a good time, no doubt about it. So we're going to get into these offensive standouts. I'm also going to have the defensive standouts video. We're going to do this every week so we can get a real good picture of who's really playing at a high level, who's helping the football team win. Obviously, it is still preseason, but good to take note of the guys that are really performing at a high level, in my opinion. So we're going to dive into it. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear, like the hat I'm wearing right now. You can become a channel member here on YouTube, get access to some cool perks. Really appreciate y'all being here. Could not be doing this without y'all. It's been a really fun training camp, getting preseason going, less than a month till the regular season, so I'm fired up about it. I hope y'all are too. So let's get into these offensive standouts. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 offensive standouts. From my vantage point, yes, there are some other players that did a fine job, but these are the players who, when I went back and watched the game twice, really stood out to me. Trevor Lawrence really stood out to me in a big way. This is a quarterback that didn't get a ton of snaps, right? But on his 5 dropbacks, I thought he did a really good job. Outside of the 4th down play where he took the sack, where I think he was really just trying to get the ball to Brian Thomas Jr. to get that connection going instead of taking a throw he had over the middle to Evan Engram, who was open. Other than that, which again, I don't think he would have done in a regular season game. I think he was just trying to get that connection going in the preseason between him and BTJ, because BTJ is going to be a big part of this offense. He knows he can complete the ball to Evan Engram, no problem. Other than that, Trevor Lawrence was fantastic. Like that first dig route he hit Gabe Davis over the middle, there was pressure in his face. He had to make a layered throw in between the linebacker and the secondary. It was perfect. It was on the money to Gabe Davis. And then I thought the incompletion to Gabe Davis on the sideline, thought Gabe Davis should have been able to haul that one in, get both feet down in bounds. Unfortunately, that's an issue that we saw a lot last year, as I'm fumbling over my words here. Jaguars receivers not being able to get their feet down in bounds. But overall, I think Gabe Davis and Trevor Lawrence connection will be just fine. That was just a little bit of a miscue in my opinion. I thought Trevor delivered it well, though. Thought he did a good job on that first play action rollout, immediately hitting Luke Farrell, who was wide open, and getting a nice gain there. And then hitting Travis Etienne on the angle route, Texas route, whatever you want to call it, out of the backfield. The Jaguars, that might be one of their bread and butter plays here this year in some money situations, and that's what it was. It was money from Trevor Lawrence to Travis Etienne. They've been teammates for a long time. I just thought that Trevor looked confident out there, and that's what you should expect. He is going into his fourth season now, third season in this offense, and he's been pretty damn good throughout all of camp. Obviously had a little bit of a slow start early on, as did the entire offense, I think, adjusting to Ryan Nielsen's defense and some of the speed that they have on that side of the ball now, the aggressiveness that they're playing with. But Trevor Lawrence had a really good game. Another one of the quarterbacks had a really good game, in my opinion, as well. We're going to get to that, talk about those quarterbacks at the end, Beathard and Mac Jones. But Walker Little, how about starting the game at right tackle? Playing right tackle with the ones, because Anton Harrison was out with the concussion, and then flipping over to left tackle with the twos. And playing just as well on both sides. I think he was perfect in pass protection. He did a pretty good job in the run game. One thing I loved to see from him on that touchdown pass from Trevor Lawrence to Travis Etienne, he was able to hit a snatch trap, which is a pretty advanced move, on George Karlaftis, who's a good, tough, athletic football player for the Kansas City Chiefs. That really impressed me, and it really impressed me that he was able to switch sides, play right side to start the game, and then move over to the left side. Didn't skip a beat. He looked smart. He looked physical. On the left side, he was going up against Felix Anudike Uzomah, who was the Chiefs' first-round pick last year. Didn't get a lot of run last year, but a guy who has a lot of physical ability and length and all that good stuff. So I was impressed by Walker Little in a big way, just executing the assignment for one, being able to play right tackle and then left tackle. Good job by him. The Jaguars got to figure out a way to, you know, make good on. This is a guy that you drafted in the second round. He's a good football player. He only gets to play when there's injuries. They got to figure something out, in my opinion, to be able to get him on the field at some point. And I think they should try to keep him around beyond this season. I really do. But that's neither here nor there at this point. Brian Thomas Jr. This is a guy that only had one catch, obviously. Two targets, both from C.J. Beathard. But to me, it was really impressive seeing him just separate. I thought he was separating at a high level. I thought you saw him face press a little bit and actually be able to use his hands to disengage the corner and stack the corner on the boundary. I thought you saw him running across the middle of the field pretty open several times. I just think he was doing a good job. And then the one time he had a real opportunity to make a play on the football, he was able to do it. I think on that, you know, the out where Beathard just kind of let him out of bounds, I don't think he had much of a good chance to make a play on that football, and it was tight coverage, so he didn't get open on that play, but.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Overall, I thought he had a really, really encouraging first game, and I would not be surprised to see him, grow more and more comfortable. And you're seeing that, right? Like you saw it today in practice. He had a lot of involvement. I think you're just going to continue to see him get more comfortable in this offense, being a professional football player, and being around this group of guys. Like, he's not the most outgoing guy, but he's coming out of his shell a little bit. Gabe Davis, Christian Kirk, the rest of these guys, I think, are really helping Brian Thomas Jr. feel more comfortable, and you're seeing that with his play on the field. And he's a guy that physically is just such a mismatch for so many different players in the league because, you know, there's guys that can match his size, yes, but are they as athletic as him? No. There's guys that are maybe as quick and fast as him, but he's a lot taller, can get a lot higher in the air, can play more physical. So he is a tough matchup, and he's very flexible, very athletic at his size. You know, 6'3", can jump out of the gym almost 40 inches or right at 40 inches, 4.3 speed. You see all these things manifesting on the football field, so it's only a matter of time where he just keeps getting more comfortable and more acclimated to being a pro, and the sky's the limit for him. A couple of running backs really stood out. I thought Tank Bigsby did a good job overall. I also thought that, you know, Travis Etienne, when there was some room to run, did a decent job, and he obviously caught the touchdown pass, which is huge anytime you can find the end zone in the NFL. But my two real standouts at running back were D'Ernest Johnson and Jalen Jackson. I thought D'Ernest Johnson did a great job, making people miss. This is not like the fastest running back in the world. He's not the biggest running back in the world, but he just brings a complete skill set to the position. He has good hands. He can make people miss in space a little bit. He can run through arm tackles, just does a tremendous job. And I thought Jalen Jackson, the rookie out of Villanova, who we've talked about on the channel, I asked Press Taylor about him today. You can go check out what he had to say earlier. But Jalen Jackson did a really good job, in my opinion, you know, being able to pick up a 4th-and-1. Like, that's really impressive for a young player. And then also making people miss in the hole, running through some arm tackles, looking tough, looking physical. Even the one time when he did get brought down on first contact, that defender felt that tackle, I think, a little more than Jalen Jackson did, right? So I really like what he's bringing to the table. I think he's growing throughout camp. And even if it's not in Jacksonville, I think he's going to find a home somewhere in the NFL. Josiah DeGuara led the Jaguars in receptions in this one. He's been one of the most active receivers throughout all of camp, and he made a great catch from Mac Jones later on in that football game down the field. He had a defender on him, and he was able to make a catch extending for the football and picking up a first down. I thought DeGuara was awesome. It would have been nice. I think that the timing was just a little bit off on the end zone shot from Mac Jones to DeGuara. I think that could have been a touchdown if the timing was just a little bit better. But I thought that DeGuara played great. I also thought that Mac Jones played great. I really did. I know C.J. Beathard maybe had the flashier plays, like, right, putting one out there for Brian Thomas Jr., but look, that wasn't a good throw. BTJ had to come back to find the football through the defender. I mean, that was a much better play by Brian Thomas Jr. I will give C.J. Beathard a lot of credit for the throw to Devin Duvernay. He got smacked, and they called it. They called a roughing the passer. But he hung in there, and he delivered a shot down the field, gave Devin Duvernay a chance to go get that football. It wasn't like severely underthrown or anything. He put it up and it gave Devin Duvernay an opportunity to go field the ball, and he absolutely did that and scored a touchdown. So that was impressive by C.J. Beathard, but I just don't think you see the precision by Beathard. I don't think you see the consistent accuracy. He is a gamer. He can make some plays here and there. But overall, to me, Mac Jones was better. Like, he obviously was much more accurate. I think he adjusted completion percentage was like 90%. He played really well, but it wasn't just the completion percentage. It was the fact that he was getting the ball out on time, accurately. The one sack he took, I think that, you know, bringing up Luke Fortner, but Luke Fortner just completely whiffed on IDing a blitzer incoming, and it was a free run at the quarterback. So you hate to see that, obviously. But, you know, Mac Jones was very accurate, on time, delivered some nice strikes down the field. I just think he has more arm talent, more mobility. I don't think it's a quarterback competition. I really don't. I think Mac Jones is the Jaguars' second-string quarterback this year. And if anything, C.J. Beathard, do they keep three? I doubt it. I think they're going to try to put C.J. Beathard on the practice squad, and I've been saying that for quite some time. But those are my offensive standouts. If there's anybody I missed, drop your thoughts in the comment section below. Drop your offensive standouts. I really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Check out jenjag.com/shop. Pick up some Duval gear. Support the channel that way, or you can become a channel member here on YouTube, get access to some cool perks, and of course you can always just tune in. Really appreciate everyone for being here. Y'all have a good one.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.